Hello, and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. The family of a 24-year-old Walpree man, Kumanjai White, who died in police custody in Alice Springs supermarket earlier this year, have again called on authorities for answers after months of being kept in the dark. Their calls coincides with a directions hearing in the coroner's court that heard an inquest will be stalled until it's determined whether any charges will be laid against the police officers involved.
In May, Walpree man Kumanjai White lost his life on the floor of this Alice Springs supermarket. 5 months on, his family's wait for answers about what happened continues.
We can't keep on like this. It's not right.
The 24-year-old from Uendamu lived with a disability under state guardianship. He died after being restrained by two plainclothed police officers for alleged shoplifting.
We are angry. We are frustrated. So we need answers.
The aftermath saw nationwide protests echo calls for an independent investigation. Those calls rejected. Last month, NT Police handed the case over to prosecutors to consider criminal charges for the officers involved. While charges are yet to be laid, a spokesperson for the Director of Public Prosecutions said in a statement, after reviewing the brief of evidence, the DPP has requested some additional material from police for consideration. That means further delays for the coronial process. At a directions hearing in Alice Springs, counsel assisting the coroner, Peggy Dwyer, said Your Honour is not able to list the coronial inquest until the criminal investigation and any subsequent proceedings, if there are to be any, are finalised. NT Coroner Elizabeth Armitage said it is a slow but careful and considered process that is being embarked on. We will continue to work consistently and thoroughly to ensure that there is a full investigation and that as much of the truth can be uncovered as possible.
It's been 5 months now that my grandson passed away, and we cannot no longer wait any more longer.
A gruelling wait that will continue. Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
The New South Wales Bar Association has joined the state coroner in demanding urgent action to address the record number of Aboriginal deaths in custody. 12 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have died in custody in New South Wales so far this year, the highest on record. 4 more have died during police operations. In an open letter, the state coroner, Teresa O'Sullivan, recently called for urgent government action to halt the entrenched overrepresentation of Indigenous prisoners. The state's Bar Association has backed the coroner, saying critical reforms are needed to prevent further tragedy.
But what we're really calling on the state government to do is to address the root causes. And that means spending money on programs rather than spending money on incarcerating First Nations people to address what sees them incarcerated in the first place.
The Sydney coastal suburb of La Perouse was the site of one of the earliest episodes of European contact, and the traditional inhabitants of the area were profoundly impacted by colonisation and assimilation policies. Young businesswoman Cody Mason was brought up in the suburb, and it's this past which informs the present-day focus of her small business, which is dedicated to putting cultural knowledge into practice.
As a First Nations founder, Cody Mason weaves together tradition and transformation.
I'm living in a time where we are allowed to be so open with our culture, and because it could have easily been lost, like our family traditions, I feel like our old people opened so many doors for me as a young person today.
Her small business, Malama, started as a side hustle in 2019. It now offers Aboriginal weaving and cultural education workshops to spread the message that plants have a purpose.
This plant in our language, we call it Gurinli. This bottom fleshy white section, you can actually chew on this and it's full of water. So really good if you're dehydrated. We use the leaves for our fibre for Weedix. You split them into smaller sections, and this is what we use for our water-based traps. This is also a important food plant. The seeds is actually a grain that we use for making bread and cookies.
At La Perouse, where Mason was raised, attendees gathered.
Went out this morning and saw the plants from the beginning, and now to have this step, it's another step in learning more about Aboriginal culture.
Quite intricate, as you can see. It's a little bit tougher than I thought.
I'm very open to these things. Never got a chance though, but finally I got to experience this.
Had quite a few questions where people are like, oh, I don't want to do it, it's for a woman, and I'm like, no, it's actually everybody.
The Dhurrawal, Narrago and Dungutti woman was recently named Young Sydney Cider of the Year for her work in the community, which provides employment pathways for the next generation.
And I feel like now, as a mother, I really want my son to grow up very strong in his culture, very connected.
Yasmin Al-Wakel, NITV News.
Two titans of the stage have joined forces for the first time for Sydney Dance Company's new triple bill Continuum. Yidiki virtuoso William Barton and renowned choreographer Stephen Page are blending Western dance and orchestral music with ancient instruments and traditional language in a powerful new performance.
William Barton, Kalpadunga, from Mount Isa, northwestern Queensland.
Stephen Page, I'm a Mananjali Noonuckle man from southeast Queensland.
This project sort of stems from a commission from the Amiga Ensemble. I call it originally Gift Our Breath of Life because, it's about the memory and it's about us breathing for those who can't breathe or have hard of breathing, And so it's kind of like we're carrying on their voice and their lullaby in the chant of our ancestors, of this mother country. And I want to take people to that Spinifex country of Kalkadunga, where you can feel that wind travelling up the rocky sort of escarpments, through those little creeks. I've been very inspired by Stephen to see what he does and, his journey, how he tells his story through dance,
Once I got talking with William, he talked about the breath and all things being and land, sky and ocean and his particular landscape. William had the score and this contemporary and tradition, this traditional instruments with classical instruments, and then here I am working with contemporary Western forms of dance and then bringing the spirit of my knowledge, I suppose. It's just great that, I can come in and be, an artistic companion for this story.
When we breathe on stage, we are breathing for you. We're breathing for the audience and we're breathing for the memories of our ancestors and our uncles, aunties, grandfathers and grandmothers. And the lullaby exists within that work. I want it to be transcending, taking to another place, another space, and giving the audience members, that spiritual time out from the world.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News Weeknights.